Good afternoon, Mr. Burke. Did you have a good lunch?
Yes, thank you, Miss Ventnor. It was very good. Did anyone phone while I was out?
No, nobody phoned, but, Mr. Cooper came.
What? But he's the man I told you about.
Yes, I know. He came in for something urgent. He said he wanted to see you right away, but...
Well, then, why didn't you phone me? We all know that Mr. Cooper has some very important information. I wanted to talk to him as soon as possible. I told you all that before I left. Didn't you understand me?
Yes, of course. I understood you, Mr. Burke, but...
I even gave you a card with the name and phone number of the restaurant. I put it on your desk.
But that's just it. You didn't give me the card. You didn't put it on my desk.
What do you mean? Of course I did. I took the card out of my wallet just before I went to lunch. Look, it isn't in my wallet now. Oh!
Mr. Burke, what's that card on the floor? It fell out of your wallet a second ago.
That card? It's the card I thought I gave you.
You see? You forgot to give me the card. That's why I didn't phone. I didn't know where you were having your lunch.
No, of course you didn't. I'm very sorry, Miss Ventnor. It wasn't your fault. I apologize.
That's all right. Please forget it. What happened when the man was out? Why is the man angry with the woman? What did the man think he had given to the woman? What is most probably the relationship between the woman and the man?